I'm lying here in my rental car, chilling as much as possible, as much as I can, working as little as I can, or as little as I want to, and I've had the good fortune of meeting up with an old friend who I used to give a space in my apartment to live in. And he's hanging outside the 24/7 fitness center. And I went over last night for the second time, thinking I was going to get a guest pass to take a shower, because I was kind of filthy. And I went in and I found out what the rates are, and I realized I can't afford that. But this was after I spent some time trying to settle down my stomach, trying to repress the agitation that immediately occurred in my stomach when I arrived. So I thought I'd have a meal, but it didn't really help. It wasn't till the middle of the night that I had a kind of a nightmare, you know, a monster chasing after me, and the monster was the fish man that Carlos Castaneda talks about in one of his books, and one of his earlier books in his series of books, in which he describes where his mentor, his guru, Don Juan Matus, somewhere in Mexico, they'd hang out, and he showed Carlos an elemental being that came out of the water, and it chased Carlos all over the place, and Carlos was freaking out. And it had the head of a fish, but the body of a man. And when Carlos finally got worn out from running, he came back to Don Juan Matus, and Don Juan Matus described to him what I'm going to describe to you now. The fish man is not a demon. It is an elemental from the water kingdom, the water element, that simply reflects back to you whatever emotion you are experiencing, but magnified manyfold. So if you experience a little fear, that fishman will reflect back to you intense fear, and thus cause you to run as it chases you. Now, a little sidebar here. We have something chasing us, and it's not a fishman per se. It's more like a cocaine addiction or a... I don't know what to call it. Let me just say what it is and let you decide how to put it in a metaphorical analogy. We have had a lot of Fukushima's. We have had Three Mile Island. We have had Chernobyl. These are not nuclear strikes per se, yet they are equivalent. They just as well could have been, because they do the same damage. Nuclear fallout. Now, that nuclear fallout does not go away. It rings the planet and keeps recirculating. Now, Hulda Clark was a pathologist who studied to a ridiculous level of depth the intriguing life of pathology with regard to the human. And one of the things she talked about was that pathogens, microbes, each one has an affinity for a certain toxin, and also has an affinity for hanging out in a certain organ of the body. And so you might get a certain toxin ingested into a microbe because they love this stuff. It gives them such a high. You know, toxins, there's a whole article on Wikipedia called Excitotoxicity, in which toxins basically have the effect on the human of exciting brain activity by increasing the metabolic rate of the brain cell. The cells of the brain take up more oxygen more readily, more quickly, at a higher rate, and gives the person a high. All the while, intoxicating themselves with a toxin of one sort or another, alcohol being one of them, but, you know, the most common that everybody knows about. But there are tons of other toxins that can do the same thing in their own way. Now, what I found the people over at 24/7 Fitness were doing, they were running away from the fishman, because that's what I had picked up when I went to the parking lot that night and upset my belly. And then I unstressed it. Not right away, but it took several hours of sleep at night, and I finally met up with the fishman. And my friend, the alcoholic buddy that I gave support to for 2 years in my apartment, and by becoming friends with him, we still talk, but we haven't gotten back together again. And merely going to where he is hanging out in the parking lot there, I picked up basically the vibratory signature, the psychology signature of all the people who go there, or share this one trait in common, that they are running away from the fishman. And if they are prone to want to get high, it's their brain that's racing as a consequence of all the years they spent getting high. Or if not, it's their bodies. And it's chick. I see them there, they meet their friends, and they even go elsewhere and carpool elsewhere and use that as a meeting place to carpool. So it's a very chic location, and you pay for it. It's all the wealthy young people who go there. So there's a certain notoriety, a certain prestige, and I'm not part of that. I never wanted to be, even when I was younger, and I don't enjoy it because of, unfortunately, the spin, shall we say, that was placed on money at an early age in my career as a human being in this lifespan, of sin being attached to money only because my stepfather felt it necessary to take me aside and have a private meeting with me and describe to me how he made his money, and it was fraudulent. And he asked me what I thought, and I said, that's wrong. And he said, what do you care? It's your support. And I got up and walked away. From that point on, I became an activist. I was no longer merely miserable due to the dishonesty between my two parents' marriage. It had nothing to do with marriage or family. It was just a business arrangement between the two of them, sex for money. It was really nothing of merit in a familial sense. We were just roommates. But this gave me an incentive to hate money and to spend it any which way I could get rid of it, because it was a burden to be surrounded by wealthy people who either knew celebrities or were celebrities themselves. And I basically sacrificed joy and replaced it with pain and grief, because it was the only honorable thing for me to do. Honor meant everything to me, even if at the expense of joy, because honor meant integrity, which, what does that root word come from? It comes from integration. In other words, the right hand does not lie and remain ignorant as to what the left hand is doing, or vice versa. Each knows what the other is doing because they work together as a team, and you can't do that out of dishonesty. No teamwork can manifest if we lie to one another. We have to be honest, or else we're not a team. And I picked up a bunch of clients yesterday and gave them a lift. And I swear, the four guys were of one mind. I could feel it as they chattered with each other at a hyper rate, I might add. I could feel it because they thought with one mind, but they spoke with four voice boxes. It was uncanny. And four desires and four points of view. It was uncanny. They operated completely in solidarity as a team. And They tried to engage me in their conversation. They were tempting me. They were teasing me. And I fell for it. I got engaged, but I couldn't keep it up because I was driving. I had to focus on driving. So I did something very rude. I didn't answer their request to me, put to me directly. I just kept driving in silence, and that was rude of me, but I had to focus. I couldn't even spend the defocus of telling them, sorry, I got to focus, I got to drive. I was too upset at that point that I was being drawn into their conversation and distracted, because I have enough trouble as it is doing one thing at a time, let alone two things, especially if I am not dominating the conversation. They were, as a team. So they excluded me from their conversation from that point forward, and did not include me, did not tempt me, and spoke about things instead that did not concern me. But I saw what was happening. They embodied the fishman. They literally have integrated the fishman into their psychology, so that they made friends with the fishman, and they party with him 24/7. The fishman is their closest ally, because they have learned to control their emotions and not let their emotions get the better of them. So consequently, they are capable of integrating the fishman into their psychology, and rather than be separate from it and run away from it as a consequence of that separation. Now, this is quite a good achievement, because they can use that elemental to their advantage, because that's all the purpose of what the elements are anyway. Fire, air, water, earth. Or even space. For the yogi who achieves enlightenment, all the five elements are there for our amusement and pleasure. And it's not intended, God didn't create the elements intending for us to sequester ourselves from them. We're supposed to get involved with them and integrate their use in our lives to our advantage, and to our pleasure, and to the pleasure of the elementals, so that they can party with us and we can party with them. They don't mind parties. They love parties. But, you know, if we insist on being negative and run away from them, and just being aloof is negative. And that's what I was doing, trying to focus on driving. I was being negative. That alone doesn't work well, and that's probably why I had my nightmare. No, well, it's probably why I had the consequences thrown back at me when I went to 24/7, because there it's a mixture of people who have integrated the fishmen into their lives. So I can't say they're all running away from the fishmen. Some of them are running with them, but some are running away from them. And getting high is one way to run away from the fishmen, rather than integrating it into your physiology and being the fishmen, being the runner, instead of being the spectator who runs away. Now, finishing off the thought I started about radioactivity. So there are bacterium who specialize on engulfing, ingesting radioactive particles, because they love the high it gives them, and then they attach themselves to the wall of our gut and harbor those radioactive particles inside the lining of our gut, closely adjacent to the blood vessels that perfuse the gut, and carry the influence of that radioactive high to all of the blood cells of our body, which affects our hormones, causing our hormones to go off balance in the direction of a high. And we either integrate that fishman hyperactivity into our life in a positive way, or else we run away from it. Or else we try to suppress it, which is what I've relearned and recalled how to do with borax. Because boron absorbs radiation, and borax is a stable alkali. which does not lose its alkalinity, unlike baking soda, which is the secondary compound in our bloodstream after salt. Unlike baking soda, which loses its alkalinity in the company of a strong acid, the bicarbonation of baking soda bubbles out of solution and escapes into the atmosphere, and we're left with the sodium salt of some acid or another, which is no longer as alkaline as the baking soda, all because the baking soda is unstable. Now, it's meant to be unstable for a reason, because it's part of our respiration aspect of metabolism. But if we want to alkalize ourselves, duplicating the same thing doesn't work, because it's too unstable. It doesn't work. It's not long-lasting. What's more long-lasting is borax, because the borate ion does not bubble out of solution, and as it turns out, ironically enough, the sodium borate compound of borax is more alkaline than is baking soda. So it's more stable and it's more alkaline. And because boron absorbs radiation, and because it's such a stable alkali, all those influences are very calming, because alkalinity is calming. That's why people drink alcohol, because alcohol is an alkali. It has a hydroxyl radical attached to its chemistry. And that's why people eat a lot of food and try to suppress their emotions with eating, because fatty people who are overweight for any reason, drinking beer or eating fatty foods, the fat cell, the fat molecule, I should say, the fat molecule, any fat, any oil, breaks down into its signature of fatty acids, which is unique to that fat or oil, and glycerin, which is the common name for the chemical name glycerol. Glycerin is literally an alcohol. And you'll find glycerin located in the fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. Those are all alcoholic compounds that are also vitamins. And that's why somebody can become addicted. Somebody like me used to become addicted to, I was a carrot juice addict. I would make so much carrot juice and wheatgrass juice, rich in vitamin A and vitamin E. I was an addict to all those fat-soluble vitamins, because they are a form of alcohol, and they're also healthy for you. What the radioactive fallout has done is cause us to speed up and race ahead, and we either integrate that racing attitude into our bodies, or we try to remain aloof to it and run ahead, or suppress it. And I opt, unfortunately, because of my congenital birth defects of weak adrenal glands along with a weak immune system, I just can't keep up running ahead. I did it as a child. Oh, I put in so many miles jogging to school and walking everywhere when I wasn't jogging, that now if you want to tickle me, you can't find my tension in my belly like most people associated with their eating, because I fasted extensively as an adolescent. So you won't find it there. You'll find it below the ankle. If you do anything to my feet below the ankle, or even above the ankle for that matter, I'll cry uncle and ask for mercy, because that is where I'm ticklish, not in the belly, not in the armpits, because I fasted. I mean, hell, and so all my tension, because of all the walking and running I did, is in my feet. But in my old age, I can't do that. I'm just too defrocked, I can't, for lack of a better word, of the ability to run around and be chased by the fishman and try to stay ahead of the fishman. Rather than integrating it, which I can't because it's a birth defect. I can never integrate the fishman into my physiology. I tried to. I did all that walking and jogging And I managed, but it was a strain. It was an effort. I had to make an effort to be that way. Most healthy people, you know, and when they're young, they don't think about running around. They just do it because they have to. It's their nature. Me, it's not my nature. I can't do it. So I've discovered that borax is very effective in suppressing the fishman, whether he comes in the form of radioactive fallout or excitement of one form or another. It's very effective. Unfortunately, it throws the blood chemistry off balance because the blood is not predicated on borax, it's predicated on salt and baking soda. And so I have to blend borax with salt in order to take it, or else throw myself off balance. I only want to throw myself off balance to a minor degree, in a moderate way, insofar as suppressing my fishman tendency to run ahead of the fishman rather than be integrated with the fishman. Because to me it's crazy, just driving around all day picking up rides. To me that's insane. I never did that as a child, spend that much effort running around for money. I mean, to me that's insane. It's like, who gives a shit? I wouldn't dare dream of doing that. I did it for 1 year, but I was a bit of a despot when I did it. That was the only way I could do it. And God forbid you should find me wearing a mask during COVID. Wasn't going to happen. Not unless you ask for it, but only one person asked for it. Everybody else just flagged me for not wearing my mask. So I parted company from that lifestyle, and I didn't regret it, because in order for me to drive around all day, I have to be a tyrant to do it. I can't do it any other way. It's not teamwork for me. It's because it's not something I enjoy doing. I really never liked integration with the fishman. I never liked it. I never wanted it. And I don't feel I need it. Because for me, as a second lifetime meditator, it's enough just to be still and be entertained by the various epiphanies of insights that just come to me without any effort. Simply because when I experience the same things that everybody else experiences them, they cause an effect in me that's not the same. So instead of merely integrating myself with activity, instead I witness it and analyze it and view it with a certain distance that is mildly amusing and entertaining because of the insight that it provides. But it does not engage me, nor do I wish to be engaged necessarily. My favorite position, my favorite activity is not activity, just chilling. Because that's all my body is capable of anyway. My mother was an alcoholic for the first two trimesters of my gestation with her. So how can I possibly be engaged in the activity of normal human affairs? I can't. It's not possible. It's not even part of my psychological makeup. So the karma of having been gestated in her, I take it to be normal, or for me, for my experience. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. But I cannot be like other people, and I can't even be expected to perform like other people. There's no way. I mean, I can have all the insights in the world, but I can't do much about it while everybody else is busy doing, but without the insight. So I'm only half a person, and in a sense, everybody else is only half a person, because everybody is into their bodies. And I don't have a body to be into, so I hang out in the mind. That's my hangout. And I don't have to philosophize. I don't have to do armchair philosophizing. I know better. I know I don't. It is not necessary. All I have to do is get drawn or sucked into experiences, whether I want to or not, And I'll see things about it that, you know, most people wouldn't care to see. I mean, they wouldn't bother or care. It's so what? You know, they'd rather live it than analyze it. Mine is a vicarious enjoyment at best. That's truly all it's ever been in many ways. Not that I don't try to engage in activity, but it doesn't always work out so nicely. I get tired, or I get bored with the monotony of an activity if I don't vary it, if I don't change it, because I prefer to move on to other activities and not stick with the same one all the time. Anyway, so I was given an alcoholic perspective whether or not I want this stuff, because that's the first 6 months of my existence. So that is my outlook, even though I don't want the shit. But I'm stuck with it because now I got candida overgrowth in my gut from antifreeze poisoning 20 years ago. So I have to use the sodium ion because yeast is very sensitive to sodium. They don't like it. And cancer doesn't like it either. That's one way to subdue cancer or yeast overgrowth is with the sodium ion. And that's why borax and salt work so well, because of the chemistry of the alkalinization of sodium ion. Now, it's interesting that we classify our sun as a sodium sun, analogous to sodium lamps, streetlight sodium lamps, because the spectral analysis of sunlight coming from our solar system predominates in the sodium ion, sodium spectra of the sodium ion. And they put it, or used to put it, in a lot of streetlights. I remember up and down... Sepulveda. Yeah, Sepulveda Boulevard. Flanking north and south of Wilshire Boulevard, there was a whole string of sodium lamp streetlights there that with its very characteristic yellow light. So sodium has some kind of significance to our way of life in a very basic blood chemistry manner of speaking. And yeast, which leads to alcohol and cessation of evolutionary tendencies, which is counterproductive and counter to God, because the first law is evolution. And karma is simply a means to that end. But the name of the Almighty in Sanskrit, Ishwara, breaks down into E, progression, Shwara, all creatures. And from my experience as a teenager, there is nothing that is not a creature. All things are creatures. All things have sentient life. And now, having studied the aspect of electrical engineering having to do with free energy for the last 7 years, I can appreciate the fact that electricity is one aspect of the life force, all of which is consciousness. And there is nothing in creation which does not possess consciousness, because there is nothing in creation which does not possess electrodynamic behavior or some other behavior related to the life force. Whether it be electricity or some other aspect of the life force, it's all there. It's in rocks, it's in trees, it's even in empty space. And the electrical engineer knows that charge of voltage potential in empty space as a dielectric medium, similar to the plastic sandwiched between two plates in a capacitor. It stores charge. So the whole universe is electrical in one way or another, or the fragment of electricity one way or another, whether it's the fragment of voltage potential or the integration of the dynamic change of voltage potential over time, integrated with the non-dynamic resulting from the application of non-varying voltage, resulting in watts, because changing voltages, current, due to various resistances, changing over time, resulting from the application of a constant voltage. The two together, integrated, creates watts, creates power. And all of this is everywhere in creation, to one degree or another, one aspect or another. It's all happening constantly. So it's, we can't say that there's no consciousness, because wherever there's activity, there's consciousness. And it's expressed as the life force, electricity being only one aspect of the life force. There are other aspects, but I need not get into that. In any case, suffice to say, and they're all related to the elements of nature, the five elements of nature. We usually don't dwell on the fifth element, because that's where the mystery lies. The mystery of imaginary numbers, the square root of negative one, and the source of the other four, the activity of the other four elements. The other four elements, they're just shadows cast on the screen of creation or of the mind. As Plato says, we're just shadow people living in a shadow world, cast upon a screen of projected images. But the cause we don't see. Well, the cause is in that fifth element. Whether we call it space or whether we call it the ether, both are real, because both are realities, because space is the physical that we recognize and give credit to, while the ether is not, because it's the square root of negative one. And so how can we give credit to something that's a fantasy, a mathematical fantasy? Yet it's more real because it's the cause, while the physical space is the effect. The voltage potential of physical space is just the result of what happens in the ether, in the imaginary plane of numbers. So if we can't appreciate those kinds of realities, it's no small wonder that we can't appreciate a fish man, you know, goading us to be busy. And boy, are we busy. All the people coming in and out of Starbucks and out of 24 Fitness as their form of coffee, one way or another, alcohol, one way or another, was all busy getting excited. And I can't participate. I wish I could. So if it sounds like I'm a little snooty about it, I'm actually a little jealous that I can't be like you guys and gals and run around. It's just the way it is. Instead, I get to sit on the sidebar and just observe and make my commentaries. But it's the best I can do.